guys. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive with your favorite gay black woman, me, Elijah Schaefer. We are here again with another episode that is absolutely going to take you by storm. And by storm, I mean the crap storm that is Los Angeles. Yes, today we're talking about how bad Los Angeles has really become. My guest for today is Austin Fletcher, also known as Fleckus Talks, or as my grandma calls him, Flex, or sometimes Fleckus, sometimes people call you Fleeks. A lot of things?
No, the word doesn't exist besides my name, so a lot of people have a lot of problems with it.
Yeah, it was actually the other day somebody told me that I was like copying you in something because I used a microphone. My microphone blew up actually in Houston, and so I taped my shotgun mic to a hammer, and they go, "Oh yeah, you copied Flax." And yeah. I said, "Yeah, Flax."
I've cornered the handle market for microphones.
Yeah, you know, you are an original guy. You are famous for having a spoon mic, which is like is both a good thing and a bad thing. Do you ever feel like wake up every morning and wonder, like, I'm known for like having a spoon in my hands?
Yeah, I did just turn 30. That's a good point. Thanks for bringing it up. Yeah, it does kind of make me wonder if I'm like doing anything with my life or if I could be doing more. I could be wearing a suit and getting paid by a bank or something. Maybe that would have been better.
Let's talk about this actually. So you're talking about your outfits. I told you to dress normal for this. I said, just try to dress normal, like maybe put on something you would wear out in town, and you are wearing, explain what you're
well,
wearing.
I wore Kim Jong-un exactly shirt? What I was wearing. You said dress normal and I had a normal Thursday. So here I am. My OOTD is my Kim Jong-un sweatshirt with a high-vis vest on top. Got some, I don't know, kind of maybe their Jordan shorts and then my Jordan sixes.
You know, it's kind of weird though, because you're wearing a Kim Jong-un shirt, and I know a lot of people say that's offensive, but people wear Che Guevara t-shirts.
Yeah.
He killed a lot of people.
I was at Politicon last year and I saw a guy wearing a Hillary Clinton t-shirt. So,
is the popular thing is to wear t-shirts of people who have body counts?
Well, I don't think if the person has a body count, you can't wear the t-shirt. Like people wear Ray Lewis jerseys. People have Mike Tyson clothes. Like, true. You know, Hillary Clinton, I don't trust her as much as I trust Kim Jong-un. And that right there makes me allowed to wear this shirt.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And then, of course, I told you maybe wear a jacket, look nice, and you put on a yellow vest because you don't listen.
You told me to, you know, throw something on to make myself look nice, and this attracts light.
Yeah, but I did notice a couple of things. You look like you're doing a lot better today. You've dropped some weight. Not that you had a lot of weight. You dropped some weight. You shaved down your beard. You're looking like you're healthy, like you're not tired anymore. Basically, you're looking good.
I wish you had told me I was looking all those things before I did all that, because I probably would have done it faster. If you're like, yo, dude, you're all tired all the time and you're carrying a lot of weight, maybe that would have been a wake-up call for me.
Well, I think maybe it was the weight of the spoon you're carrying around, because you switched, actually. You don't carry a spoon mic anymore. You carry a spoon on the back of your case.
Yeah. I kind of worked it down to this, which I'm happy about. And we can also get this at shopfleckus.com. It's like, you know, a phone case with a spoon on it. You can go to protest now and cover your own, you know, coverage. You cover your own protests, your own events, rallies, whatever, as long as you have this.
Yeah, you know, and that brings me up. Before we go any further, I want to let you guys know that we really need your guys' help always to continue to help the show to grow. And if you like audio podcasts, please make sure from this point on that you check out the links down in the description and you download this on iTunes or Spotify or Google Play Store or wherever you get them, maybe LimeWire or something. Maybe you can download it for free from LimeWire. Wherever you're still using to get podcasts, give us a 5-star rating and let us know what you love, what you want to change, because we need your downloads and your likes on those platforms to continue to grow. And it's really great when you're in the car. We're not the most, I mean, do you really want to look at us? Like, you don't have to watch us, but you can listen to us, which is a blessing.
And even if you think the show is like 2, 3, or 4 stars, just give him 5 stars. He's going to figure it out.
Yeah. It's seriously. Some people will write
5 stars.
5 stars. 5 stars.
Treat it like Uber. Unless something happens in this episode that really, you know, jars you, give the kid 5 stars.
Yeah, give me 5 stars. I'll tell you who's not getting 5 stars. I wanted to talk to you. Something really ridiculous is happening. Okay, so we both made some content recently at an encampment, which, by the way, before we get into this, I want to say I'm not saying there's collusion here, but we were trying to make our video about this homeless encampment, and I don't want to even talk about what we did until I say that we looked at this homeless encampment on Google Earth on the satellite, and it's like actually a car lot on Google Earth. I know someone might be saying, oh, well, hey, don't you think that like the car lot was like before the encampment was there, or like the car lot went out of business and the encampment took over. But it's kind of weird, because when I went to the encampment, they told me that they've been piling up trash there for 4 years and asking the city to remove it. And I don't know if the Google Earth photos were taken before those 4 years, but it's like kind of weird. I don't know if the Google Earth photos, when they were taken, 3 years, Todd's saying 3 years ago, the photos were taken on the Google Earth, and it shows that it's not a homeless encampment, and it almost looks like it's doctored a little bit. And this is like this giant, terrible homeless encampment that we covered is on satellite, doesn't exist. list, even though it's been there for over 4 years.
Wow. We should look into that, see if there's other businesses there that were or weren't there at that time. I think you're onto something.
We're not going to do that, though.
Not going to. But we can just kind of assume.
We could say it on a podcast to sound better.
Maybe impeach somebody because of that.
Let's impeach Gavin Newsom because we found something that could be sketchy.
Maybe they're lying. We'll have to do an impeachment inquiry to find out.
It's true. Well, California is lying. And I know. So we went to this encampment, right? And we made some content because I think what people are not understanding here is how bad Los Angeles has really gotten. And I know, like, and I don't say this, you know, people say that, oh, you know, you guys like to crap on Los Angeles. No, we don't crap on Los Angeles. We talk about the crap that's already literally on Los
Angeles. There's plenty of people already crapping on Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I had to throw a pair of shoes out because of it. It's Jordan 11s. And I actually moved out of my apartment partly because of that. I walked down the street. I stepped in human dump. It wasn't dog. It was human dump.
Yeah, people want to know how we know it's humans. And it's I don't know what this is.
Because I went like this, and I was like, that's not dog dump. That's what happened. That's how I knew. And then I went home, and I was like, well, told my mom, like, what do I do? And she's like, throw them out. And I'm like, they're nice shoes. And she's like, just throw them out. Or she's like, throw them out or let it, you know, leave them outside your building. And I was like, they're getting thrown out. So I threw them out, and then I moved out. I moved to the suburbs. I have a little pool in my house now.
Yeah, but before I choke when we talk about this because what people look at me, I'm very professional. My phone went off during a podcast.
Yeah,
sorry. One second.
Next, you'll tell us the cameras aren't on.
I'm sorry. It's my mom. I'm on a pod. Sorry, mom. I'm on a podcast. No, it's just some guy. He just has like a YouTube.
The Flickus Flicks?
Yeah, it's Flicus Flocks. Yes, Flocus Fleeks is on the. Yes, the guy, not the knife, the spoon guy. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Okay. Sorry.
I told her it wasn't that important. We were just in the middle of a show. But I was going to say that the weird thing about Los Angeles is people want to know how we know what the poop is human poop. And I want to get into this a little bit. This is why we left Los Angeles.
I wanted to get into this too.
This is why we left Los Angeles. I was going to have us talk about our videos first, but I think it's more important to tell the personal stories of why we left LA. And the one thing that I want to start out with is because I know how to identify human poop on the floor versus dog poop is probably reason number one of why I moved out of Hollywood, which is pretty much just as bad as downtown LA in a lot of ways. They have their own, they're different though, kind of, don't you agree?
Yeah, there are different, there's different types of dump. With the human dump, a dog doesn't dump on the wall. That's a big giveaway. So whenever you see like a streak and it looks like someone took a tomato and threw it against the wall and whatever, like imagine like a brown tomato, that's when you know it's like human dump.
Yeah, it explodes. It explodes on the wall and it has a width. But it does. And what's even weirder too is like dog poop doesn't come out in like 5 or 6 wet piles, like here, 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 and here. And it also, like, what's really weird is, you know, the poop emoji, and people are already probably disgusted by this, but the poop emoji, like, you go, who does poop like an ice cream cone? Human feces on the street is either on a wall or it's like, it's like soft and like cone-ish.
And I don't want to get into the Google collusion stuff, but there's a smiley face on that poop, that emoji, the poop emoji. And it's like, when you see dump on the road, it doesn't look like a smiling poop. And it's like, they're trying to soften it up in the same way they're trying to like normalize,
they're softening
the children,
stools,
like in the sex stuff. And they're trying to ease into that. They're doing that with the poop.
I like how you just threw in the child sex stuff with the emojis.
Well, it's all on agenda.
It really is. And that's a bring in. So this poop thing, people don't realize how bad actually the poop is in LA and San Francisco. I mean, and we're not talking about like once a week, once a month. We're not even talking about once a day that you're avoiding poop. We used to go on walks.
Whenever you want to see it, it's there.
Right. You and I would sometimes go check out. I remember we'd go check out film sets in downtown to see if we could sneak onto a film set.
Yeah, we used to walk around and we call it Mad Maxing because you walk around at night and it's like living in a Mad Max movie because everyone's burnt out from the desert, like up to something and like zombieing down the road at you.
Yeah,
it's very scary.
It is, right. And you walk around, it's like, it's not that the poop is even just there. It's like there's so many, absolutely so many. Oh my gosh. Okay, we're just getting this in right now. Portland.
Coming in right now.
Mom, my mom's calling. Mom? Yes, I'm with Flex. She's saying from the news that Portland police are now saying that they're not allowed to stop people from pooping in the street.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to get to.
They're basically probably just like, we weren't stopping them before. Now we're allowed to not stop them. Continue dumping in the road.
We weren't stopping, but now if we stop people from pooping, we're like, we're going to get a ticket or something. I guess the police write themselves a ticket for that.
Go to McDonald's, grab a big iced coffee, go on the road, take a dump.
Yeah. Los Angeles. I hope this is Los Angeles tourism right here. And I think what's really weird about this idea is that when you'd walk, it was like you had to have a camaraderie like when you walk, you go, like, dude, there's a pile. And like, but like, it was like you, it wasn't even like you thought the other person was stupid because they didn't see the poop. It was like, because you know, there was so much going on and you're looking out for so much, you couldn't even pick up on everything.
Yeah.
And it was a genuine concern. I remember you'd be like, dude, hey, there's a like, dude, yo, you're six. And you would like, you would have to communicate. And it was actually, it took team effort to get through the streets without stepping on poop. And that's not an exaggeration.
It's not. That's exactly the truth. And like, if you're a tour guide group or something, they should put signs like five stories up that are like, look down. Like if you're a tour guide and you're walking around like, oh, cool, like nice architecture. Oh, this is the theater district. And you're going like this, walking around, and you're stepping dump.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Very disgusting.
It's really gross.
Satanic.
It's not just satanic. It's also unhygienic, which is a big thing. Even unless Satan is, I don't consider him probably having good hygiene.
I think it's the opposite.
All right, so let's read this. So there's a human poop, and that's a real problem. And I'm not even joking.
I threw out the shoes. I mentioned that.
Yeah, you did. And so the Fox News contributor came out to LA throughout their shoes too. Also, we got to talk about this. Okay, let's talk about the homeless problem. Now, I'm not into being savage about, like, I get people hit hard times. I understand this, but there is a 16% overall increase in the entire city of Los Angeles this last year in homelessness, despite having billions of dollars being put into it. And we're talking about a homeless problem. We are not talking about, I'm mad because a homeless guy is sleeping outside my favorite coffee shop. We're talking about entire shantytown villages, like full-on permanent encampments. In anywhere that there's available space, there's groups and large swaths of people just living. And the thing is that they're all catching on fire. They really are. They're catching on fire. There's been like several fires in the last week. Recently, one got so hot, a guy was cooking weenies in his, and someone unfortunately parked their Ford C-Max, the electric one, next to the tent. He's, you know, just parking on the street. You're trying to go into a coffee shop. The guy had his tent. He lit his tent on fire. It melted in the whole Ford C-Max and blew up its battery.
That's wild. I saw a person playing PlayStation in a homeless tent once.
Are you talking about your house?
No, not me. No. I lived above Skid Row, like four stories up in like an apartment that they charged me a lot of money for.
It's over 2,000. Everything is over 2,000 here.
Yeah. And I walk outside and we just obviously covered the dump stuff, but like needles and crazy people and like yelling. It's like if I was a girl, hell no, I'm not living downtown.
Right. It's talk about you if can't. Rape culture exists, it probably exists in Los Angeles because I feel like I'm gonna get raped in Los Angeles. Like the genuine thing is we would purposely, it was almost like because you know, like when you're younger and you punch like your friend until they say like mercy or something, or like you hurt each other. Like walking through downtown LA is like sort of like the game of mercy, but it's like for adults. Like you walk around, it's like, how much can you handle before you just like cry out? Like you got to get out of there. Right. Cause you walk around, there's like some mentally ill guy who's like probably got like, I don't know if you don't believe in demons, you don't, I do. And I would say that probably about a third of them were in the guy that I walked into one night. Like,
there's
you
a lot
know,
of demonic possession.
Downtown. Yeah, people just moving. And then you go, okay, I'm going to try to overcome this, do something nice. And we went and we bought ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Elijah and I got ice cream at like a... I don't want to sound like I'm saying everything's satanic.
But it has devil stuff inside. It's like praise of Satan.
It had black devil horns. It was called Little Damage in downtown
like,
LA.
This is
don't
like,
Google
like
it.
Hell's blue raspberry.
And then the security
things.
Guard out front was like this old guy, and I was like a little satanic in there, and he's like, I know.
Yeah, the security guard agreed that the place was satanic. And this is the thing, it's like it would be me like going into hell and being, why do you keep saying hell is satanic? And it's like, because it's like where Satan lives. And it's like, why do you keep saying Los Angeles is satanic? It's hell. It literally is hell. And it's like that weird hell though, where like you want to try to survive it because you feel like you're in the end times or something like that. Like it's an apocalyptic world. But we did it. We made it to an ice cream shop. We walked past, you know, the molten sea and the flames of fire and the human poop and the demon possessed people. Did we get to enjoy our ice cream? That's the question.
It was the most awkward ice cream I've ever eaten. I felt terrible. I'm walking down like, you know, big guy with ice cream, like the last thing I need more ice cream. And I'm walking down, I have this ice cream, all these people there are just like having the worst day of their life. And I'm just like enjoying, I think it was like even vegan too. It was like some blue ice cream. It was very embarrassing for me. I'll never do that again.
The black cone. Yeah, it was so humiliating because you have your ice cream. This is probably not a good position when I'm like talking about ice cream, but you have your ice cream and you're just walking past people that are dying and you're like licking it like, and there's like people with typhus on the street like,
Yeah.
Must suck to be dying on the streets of LA, huh?
And you're like, dinner wasn't enough. I need something sweet.
Yeah.
Like, I want dessert.
Yeah, that's how LA is. It's like, I don't even want ice cream, like vegan ice cream. Like, I just want something that's like saves the animals. And you're just like, boom. And you're like, I'm glad that the chickens are okay.
Like,
and you're
like, $9.
There's like people without an arm, like twitching on the floor. And you're like, well, at least the cows weren't harmed in the making of this ice cream. And it's like, but they're dead on the floor. I mean, there's been multiple times where I've seen dead people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen people getting zipped up.
You know, real talk outside this studio. So outside the studio, there's a vacant, if people really knew how ghetto it is around the studio, the studio is still in Los Angeles. It's in a suburb of LA. I won't say where. it's on Hollywood and Vine, 6274, fourth floor. Code is 118. Okay, but if you want to come, imagine. No, but next door, we've had two homeless people been found in the dumpster dead over the last several years. And I was talking to my mom, who's a better person than I am, of course, because she actually still has a heart. I've been hardened so badly from living here that I'm just like, oh, only two? And she was.
I haven't met your mom, but I'm sure she's way better than you. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not hard. She said that she was like crying one time because she realized like that this city is so calloused and it's so sad that there are just people dying of disease at a young age just in like dumpsters. And it's like not considered abnormal to like call the police, like there's just like a dead person in my business. And the police just go like, okay, all right, we'll come get them.
Yeah, the community's been destroyed ever since the church wasn't cool after the media destroyed it.
Well, and people, some of our viewers that are atheists think that the church is just as dangerous. But I got to say, do you really think the society's gotten better since we've stopped promoting like morality in people? And they go, well, we don't need the church to have morality. You're like, okay, well, we've removed the church. Let's see how society's going. It's not doing pretty
that
well.
They took shame out of culture. It's like, oh, you want to have all this stuff on your face and get a purple mohawk and get coffee in your underwear? Like, that's cool. And it's like, come on, what
is that? Is it cool to eventually die in a dumpster? And I think the homelessness is a big problem then. And why is homelessness a problem? I think there's a few factors, and I want to bring this up because I want to bring up rent prices, but I also want to bring up like the drug culture of LA. Like the fact that drugs aren't like a criminal offense, petty crimes aren't a criminal offense anymore. We don't have mental institutions. California doesn't really have mental institutions in the way they did. And they just let them. They used to just take these people.
It used to be if you steal $150 worth of stuff, you get in trouble. Now it's $9.50. So it's like every week I should just go to Walmart and try to steal one of the TVs and with a fake receipt. And then if they catch me, I'll be like, see you tomorrow.
You'd have to sell like a Vizio though, or like a TCL. You have to get like one of our level TVs.
Is getting this out.
It's like, well, you stole a Samsung, so we have to arrest you. But if you had gotten a Vizio, you would have been free.
That's so wild.
That's when you know your brand sucks, is when someone could steal you off the shelf in a major metropolitan city and they won't go to jail for it. It's like, you could steal your literal electronic television. It's like, oh, well, it just was it like the cops like, was it a Vizio? It was a Vizio. All right, let him go. Because at least know you're a dumb criminal.
Put it back on the rack and get out of here.
Put it back on the rack for some other sucker to pay for. Roll back prices.
That was a thing, too. We saw downtown after the ice cream day. We turned a corner and they were selling like almost ironically, like there was like a rack of like in a clothing store. There was a rack of shirts and there's like three shirts on it. And it was like white, red, and yellow. And it's just like a yellow T-shirt, and it's like $44, and it's like a pair of white shoes that look like
more than
Keds.
That, dude. Like no, the shoes
were like 100 and something. They looked like Keds, like just white shoes with white laces. And then like the pants were like $100, and they're just straight pants. And it's like here, there's a person dying with a needle in their arm, like breaking windows, and there's dump on the road. And here they're selling me like a $44 cotton T-shirt. It's like, I don't know. Is that juxtaposition? I think for the people who are asleep, they walk by and they see the shirt in the window and they're like, oh yeah, like things are good. Things are moving here. And they don't see that. Like they value that over that. When a normal person from like a different country would come by and be like, oh my God, there's someone dying on the road. And like that, they would prioritize that.
Yeah, so but we go, like but in LA, backwards. People don't understand how savage and sad it really is. Like people go like it just sucks that I have to like step over dead people. I'm trying to buy my cotton T-shirts. Like, can someone do something about this? Like, I'm just trying to waste money on T-shirts. And there's this narcissistic culture here that people go, oh, it's just the Democrats. It's really not. It's also the people. People here don't care about each other. There's a really genuine cold-heartedness and callousness in LA that people don't look out for each other. They're in it for themselves. They're not even after the American dream. They're after their own heart's desire, because the American dream, that's the key about it. It's America, right? It's the dream of the America. It's not just you. It's our country moving forward to better itself, to gain more civil liberty, to advance our property, to basically preserve our historic sites, to create a strong nation, beautiful parks and these kinds of things. But in LA, it's like, look, I don't care if the whole city's falling apart. As long as I have my $32,000, you know, designer couch in my house and I live in the top floor of a penthouse, if everyone's dying below, I don't care because I have what I want. I'm on TV. And in LA too, because we're so good at fabricating the way our city looks, it's where Hollywood is. Everyone knows that people think LA is doing better than it is because of the way it looks on movies, that when they don't care anymore. Cause it's like, dude, we're all screwing it over and we don't care because we're just going to keep lying in our studios and producing and we're going to keep living a lie. It's like, and it's right in front of them, but it's like, it's not that they're like blind to it. They just don't care. They just don't care.
Yeah. They're very selfish people. All they care about is themselves. They want to make gods of themselves. I used to be that way. I used to really want a Range Rover. I still do, but I think I can.
I actually got one.
It hasn't been that
I
sweet.
Used to want one. Now I have one, so I don't really want it anymore.
No,
I want
a Mercedes. I don't have a Range Rover. I don't even really have a car. But I always wanted a Range Rover and I still do, but in a different way.
So you want a Land Rover now?
Well, the models got different because they used to be nice and like the boxy one was nice. And they got kind of small and like Ford Escape-y, and that's not what I'm here for.
Right. And I think I get what you're saying too, because I've become much more content with little since I've actually lived in LA, not only because the houses are little and we can't afford a lot, but you know, it's like with the,
the houses all have bugs in them.
They do. I moved in. Listen, why do we have so many bugs in LA? It brings us to what? Point number 642 now. It's like, why are there bugs in every apartment? Can you just gas your place?
And then you find out like, oh yeah. And all the diseases that are coming back from like the, you know, 1,000 years ago, they travel on the bugs.
Yeah. If they want to gas the buildings, they should just call in like some German, you know, people. The Germans are pretty good at gassing things and stuff in history. And they could have bring in some, what are they called? Terminators for the German Terminators. They invented,
that was a Terminator reference.
Yeah. The Terminators that come in. I'm just saying the German people, they are really good with that kind of stuff.
I think it was a Terminator.
It was a movie reference.
It was an Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Exterminator.
I think it was a Terminator reference.
It was a movie reference.
It was Arnold Schwarzenegger, the German guy. I think he's actually Austrian.
He's Austrian. Austrian Terminators. No. Austrian robots. Yeah. Bring in some Austrian. At this point, honestly, it's speaking of Austrian robots, people here are like, they are like robots. And this kind of brings me into what we captured. You know, if people want to see what we're talking about actually for real, you and I both released some videos, which links are in the description. And if you're listening to this audio only, I want to let you know you can find these on YouTube on his channel, which is Fleckas Talks. That's FLECCAS. Talks. It's a weird word. It sounds spelled like feces, but with an L and a little bit different. Fleckas Talks.
And if you're listening to this on audio only, follow me on Twitter and everyone else follow me on Twitter too.
Yeah, but we made this content, right? Where we, you have this team you're building. And first of all, tell me a little bit about what you're doing before we get into the content itself. I've noticed that you weren't there at the event. You did release a video, which is really interesting. And I've seen you've been releasing a few videos using other journalists, which is something other people aren't doing.
Yes. So Fleckas Talks has always been very DIY, do it yourself. You know, the spoon, all you really need is a spoon and something to record audio and a friend to hold your phone. So I want to expand that and encourage citizen journalists or people who, not even citizen journalists, just anyone who wants to tell a story that needs to be told, whether it's homeless San Diego, whether it's the people in Hong Kong, whether it's, people who are dealing with the recovery of the hurricane in Puerto Rico. I have a few people reaching out to me along those lines. Just get your story out there, send it to me. I'll help you edit it. I think that citizen journalists and street reporting will replace the mainstream media over time, because they don't really tell the stories that we can tell. And all you really need is a platform. I have a decent sized platform. I want to tell the truth. Everyone send me the truth and I'll edit it for you.
Dang, that's really good. That's better than me.
Wait. Send me the truth and I'll edit it for you. That might sound a little weird, but you know what I mean. Not everyone knows how to edit on the computer.
You mean you will piece it together in a way that communicates the truth rather than hides it?
Exactly.
Which is what editing should be. And that's kind of what we're trying to do. And I think it's really important for people to understand that, of course, what we do, there is a bias, but it doesn't come from a bad heart. We are there, but there's a bias, meaning we're there to show something. We are there to show what? The bias is to show the truth. And I tell people that I'm biased towards the true story. And sometimes the true story isn't good. Sometimes I'll go to events and it's not what I thought. I go into an event thinking, okay, this is probably what it's going to be like. But the difference between the bias of us and them is that we're trying to move towards what's really happening at this place, what's really going on there. And so then people think that you and I are lying because our stories are different than the media. But I mentioned this on another show recently. When I was in the lobby in Portland at the last Portland Proud Boys clash to go document that event, I was listening to Vice producers in the lobby. And the Vice producers in the lobby were going over the story they were going to tell. Like with their camera crew, like, here's what we're going to tell, and we're going to get this shot, and this is what we're going to do. Like they already had an idea of how they were going to portray an event that hadn't happened yet. Hmm. But you and I just go to events and go, where's the truth leading? Let's capture that event.
Hell yeah. And where is the media lying about this event? And let's like counter that too, not by showing the opposite, but by showing what they left out or what they manipulated.
Right. And that's what we did. So we go in there, you had this crew go in there, Preston Rosser? How is his name?
Well, what did you think it was?
Preston Rosser? Is that how you say it?
Preston Ross.
Scott Pressler. Preston Rosser is a kid I met in college, actually. I think he was my roommate.
Hell yeah. Follow Preston.
Follow Scresslin Prosslier.
Yeah, that was
prosthetic CrossFit.
That was no help, too. I loved that.
You tried. Sorry, Scott. Prosthetic CrossFit.
What was that?
At Crossletics.
At Cosmetics for You. It's a delivery service. You have all your cosmetics delivered. Link
we
in
are
bio.
So, like, anyone could make a better show than this.
Yeah,
really?
I feel like we're in a church.
I'm just
kidding. It's a nice space. And that wall, that brick is really a lot of bricks. It must be heavy.
It's definitely
must
real.
Be heavy to
Someone
get up
goes,
there.
Did you put a brick wall paneling in with roofing nails? And I said, those are roofing nails? Like they said like in a mocking voice, and I was like, I didn't even know what there was such thing as roofing nails. I thought nails, it was just a thing. Like there was just nails.
They look more like walling nails to me, pal.
Yeah, they went through the wall, so they're no, that's not the roof. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I was pretty proud of the work
I think
that
it
I
looks
didn't
great
do.
In here.
Yeah, me
it's
too.
An expensive TV, so that means you have at least $450.
Yeah, this set was at least built on like $700.
Like most Americans don't have $450 to spare in case of emergency. Clearly, no, Elijah does.
Yeah, so donations are really working. No, yeah. Blaze is cool. Blaze is hooking up with really high budgets. I think we're at like $730 now to this whole set. So I guess you got to see, man, this is conservative media is really on the rise.
Yeah, the chair's got a little wonky leg on it, but
it's like the furniture is borrowed. We borrowed the furniture for the set, but it's okay. Hey, it's better borrowed than stolen, right? At least if this furniture was under $150, we could have stolen it, but it was worth more, we had to borrow it.
We should maybe make a series of videos like that where we go and use California laws against itself. So we steal $950 or less worth of stuff every day. And then we give it to like homeless people or teach them the laws.
I should build my set.
And we rob like Walmart.
Why don't we just build
like
a
Robin
set?
Hood, Robin Hood.
Well, why don't we build a set? And
with
so it's like,
stuff.
It's like, so how do you, so this is what you could say, how do you build a set? Just steal stuff on $150 per day and build your set. And instead of getting one $450 TV, steal five $140 Vizios.
Make a registry.
And then
like,
build
what
them
we
into
need
a
to
mat.
Have stolen for us.
Yeah. And roofing nails are less than $150.
I thought it was $950. If you steal under $950, you don't get in trouble.
Oh.
And it used to be $150.
So I literally
they made it
stolen
easier
my set.
To steal everything. But we could have stolen this whole thing. And then I think if you start paying rent and you stop paying rent, like by the time they evict you, it's like months and months.
You can get engaged for free now. Just get a small diamond.
Just stay here.
Get a small diamond. It's like $800 at Jewelry Exchange.
Yeah. Good luck evicting us. And by the way, on your way out, give me your watch.
Yeah, this is really going well. So back to that.
What was the show about?
Yeah,
did we start the show yet?
Yeah, welcome to Slightly Offensive. Today we're talking about content, but in this homeless encampment, what was really crazy is we're gonna play a couple clips here for a moment, and I want people for both of our videos to just really see the truth about what we saw there and what's really going on in LA.
Where is the elected officials here in California? Where are you?
So what you see is here's another mouse. But here's what happens. You see the bugs right here? You see this click bug? and these and the bugs that come here with the rats, and there's a mouse that keeps coming out over here. Let me see if I can get him real fast. The smell is really bad, but he's living in here, and there's just dead rats, live rats, and it's just, and there's bugs, and flies, and it's putrefying. It's like, I'm like one of the only people here without a face mask, which shows you something. It seems like I'm always places where there is masks. Alrighty, one rat down, many, many more to go.
The levels of fecal matter that are in the soil is ridiculous. Some areas in the bamboos, it's 98% fecal matter. And that's because this is reprocessed dirt. It's from the plant. They bring it out here, and it's supposed to go through a filtration. It's clean, but they use it for soil. And they bring it back out here, they get more, and they take it, and it gets processed. You know, and they use it. You know, it's insane. And they're coming testing the waters, and they're telling us that there's E. coli in the water. In the river that flow in the
Los Angeles, in the LA River,
the LA River, and you know what I mean, and it blew my mind to know this, and I'm just like, they're like, yeah, you can't even boil this water anymore and use it.
Is the city aware that these are the conditions that people are being exposed to in their city?
They obviously are, if they're sending people out there to test it.
So what? Why is this not in the media though? Why is the press not covering this?
Because it's a hush hush thing. It's a big dirty secret.
We're starting to haul away trash. And there's literally rats, dead rats everywhere.
I mean, you have typhus, you know, bubonic plague that are coming back in LA for the first time in the United States in I don't know how many years. You know, it's a humans helping humans kind of thing.
How about that? The rat jumped on the guy's foot. So in my video, I wasn't there myself, but we covered it like we mentioned before. There was a rat. So my biggest fear my whole life, not biggest, but biggest rat fear is a rat running at me and then like jumping and going on me, maybe going up my pants or something. And that's basically what happened in that clip. A rat jumps on guy's foot. And I worded it that way to kind of make it more clickbaity. And I had the thumbnail as the rat in the air. Mm-hmm. That way I can engage some apolitical people who are like, I don't really care about politics, but like rat jumps on guy's foot. Let's check it out.
I noticed you started naming your videos like that.
Yeah.
It was like click for like people who aren't political.
I'm
like,
trying to get into the normal.
Fleck has uploaded a new video. World. Rat jumps on guy's foot. 17 minutes long. I go, this is a 17 minute video of a rat jumping on a guy's foot. That's really
somewhere
wrong.
In there.
That's really
a
wrong.
Rat and he jumps on a guy's foot.
I named mine Los Angeles Has Fallen because that's just like taking it a step further. It's like Los Angeles has kind of fallen. And that's what we noticed in there is that there was people, this is what's crazy. There was people in that encampment with, have you heard of schistosomiasis?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So it's like what are those things called? Parasite that's found in freshwater snails, and it like embeds itself like into your muscles and stuff. And it's really painful. And it's in the LA River now. Trichomycin, I think it's something, another one is a parasite from like beef, or maybe it's from pigs, is also found in the water. And the people were saying that they caught it, but the city officials, this is what's really crazy from the clip we were just watching. She was saying how the city officials are coming in and they know this and they're telling the people, but they're not giving it out to the press. And it barely got leaked to a local radio station, but the national press doesn't know about this, that we literally have new diseases in our water and that the water is now so polluted with these diseases and they can't be killed through boiling the water, that literally you could use basic sterilization techniques to try to clean the water in the LA River. And it's so far gone that you can get sick even after it's sterilized.
Mm.
And the dirt is so dirty, they're like dredging it out, and then they're trying to filter to clean the dirt, and then they're throwing it on the sides of freeways, and it turns into goo. Like that girl said, it's like gooey. It's like it's like gum now. Like the dirt in LA is like gum. Mm.
Well, that doesn't sound good. yeah, and then when you clean up the trash, it helps the community because there's like a. I think Rudy Giuliani did like a broken window theory in New York where it's like if the community looks like trash, people are more likely to commit crimes and treat it worse and it gets worse. So hopefully cleaning up that area gets rid of that disease goo.
Well, it's really gross. And this is kind of what I end on is you know, with living there, like, this is why it gives a certain response. People say, well, why do you guys talk about LA? It's like, well, if you notice, most of our content is also in LA. Like, we live here. And to give it some fair shot, I want to bring some balance. You know, LA is a little more like a country than it is a city. I mean, if you really look at dense population density, California is more like a country compared to the other states than it is like a state, right? I mean, it's got more people than Australia has in it. It's got over 30 million people. It's just huge. And it's massive.
California, 30 million.
Over.
Wow, 30 million California.
I think like 36 million, maybe.
Okay.
I know it's over 10 million just in LA. And so when you look at this, you know, we have somewhere between 1 to 2 million illegal immigrants just in Los Angeles. You know, and these are not according to the bias studies, but actually just university studies that are looking at this. This place has some serious problems. But the issue is that we have a Democrat supermajority that keeps, you know, putting propositions in, for instance, that go, well, we're going to go use rent control, right? This new proposition. We're going to have rent control. So then all the private businesses go, before this kicks in over the next 2 years, we're going to spike rates up as high as possible. And what we're finding is the Democrats, the more they try to fix these problems, the more that it makes them worse, because the government can't fix broken people. The government can't fix a broken society. California has fallen. Los Angeles has fallen. And it's not because we don't have rich areas like San Jose that are nice, right? It's not because we don't have a good economy. It's because in the midst of having a good economy, we have the worst poverty, the worst satisfaction, happiness rates, highest depression, highest suicide. You know, we have really big issues. Some of the highest rates of illegal immigration and a lack of morale. A lot of people here hate America. They hate their own country. And so it's like having a big economy is not what really makes us great. The internal workings, when you're in here, it's not a nice place to live. And people, so it's just anecdotal. It's appealing to emotion. But it's true. It's not a nice place. It's not enjoyable. You feel heaviness here. And that's just feelings. That's not evidence. It's true. When you survey people's well-being, they're not doing well. There's a few people that are doing super well, which is what happens when leftist ideologies take over and they go, you're being partisan. It's not true. When leftists, when communism, these things, you always get this bourgeoisie class that rises up and they get super rich.
And this time
rich.
It's tech overlords.
Mm-hmm. Tech overlords in the Hollywood industry.
Yep.
And everyone else just gets poorer. And we're one of the first people, states that has a shrinking, heavily shrinking middle class. We have extreme poor and extreme rich. And it's just, it hurts my heart because it's like, it's not funny. And people go, you're just trying to abuse them because Democrats run it. No, look at a state where Democrats are fully in control. It has super rich and super poor and nothing else. And the problems are just getting worse. Well, that's not a good example. Well, then what's a good example? Nothing will be to you.
Yeah, California is the fallen state.
Yeah, I actually have Jesse Lee coming in on next week's episode.
Hell yeah, I love Jesse Lee.
I'm really excited for that.
I always try and call it out whenever I can. He has the best clip from 2000, I think, 17, the Daddy Boy clip. That's like the best piece of content anyone on either side of the aisle has really put out in the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, let's go ahead and we're going to end on this clip. We'll play it next week too, but I'd like to end on this clip, Daddy Boy. But before we go, thank you so much again for watching another episode of Slightly Offensive. Make sure that you follow Flex Talks, or whatever you want to call him, in the links below. You can follow him on anything. Check him out. He's really awesome. He's got a lot of great content out there. Also, make sure that you check us out on audio-only formats, and always support us by the links below. Check out, and if you really want to find ways to really support us, it's really true. Where YouTube has fallen and really demonetized us, been suppressive of our content, Blaze Media has really been a great supporter. They've come in, they've accepted us into their Blaze Media YouTube family. They've helped us get some of our rights back on our channel. They don't have any editorial command. You know, people might think a company, they're not telling us what to say, which is really fun. They just let us do what we want. And that's
clearly,
really...
Remember the whole beginning of the show? They let us do what we want.
Yeah, they'll say
what
we want.
You want.
You know, and more importantly, they're even giving us a backup page on their network to keep our content in case we do get deleted off certain networks. And they even give us a legal team and everything. And I got to say, that is awesome. And I'm really grateful for them. And if you want to give back and you want to keep our content fresh, you want to keep funding independent media, they're helping fund myself, Crowder, and a few other people. So check out the links below. Put in the promo code Elijah. That's my full name, capital letters, and you get $20 off subscription. It's really worth it. You get access to all types of shows, podcasts, behind the scenes things, and a lot of our content too, which is not all posted here. So thank you again, Austin Fletcher.
Thanks for having me on, Elijah. Do all that stuff he said, 100.
All right, guys, have a great rest of the day, and God bless the United States of America.